This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The NYPD says the suspect in the weekend murders of four homeless men in Chinatown may have been involved in a similar assault last month. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb with that story.
Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea revealed that the NYPD believes that 8 days before he attacked and killed four homeless men in Chinatown, Randy Santos assaulted another homeless man on Manhattan's west side.
We had an individual that was sleeping approximately just north of Chelsea Piers, if you're familiar with the area, on the West Side Highway.
Shea says the homeless man awakened to being hit by an object, possibly a stick, and there was a struggle in which the victim, who ended up with cuts on his chest, thought he might be thrown into the Hudson. Police have recovered video of Santos 7 blocks from where the September 27th attack took place. At the Police Academy in Queens, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Governor Cuomo today confirmed New York State's first vaping-related death. Here's WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
The victim died at Montefiore Medical Center on Friday. He was first hospitalized with respiratory illness about a month ago. He went home, then returned for treatment. He was a teenager.
A 17-year-old resident of the Bronx.
Governor Cuomo says these cigarettes bring a lot of uncertainty.
You buy a product, you don't know what it is, it's not regulated, it's not tested, you don't know what vaping is, nobody studied the effect of steam in your lungs with these chemicals, and you drop dead.
Cuomo was trying to ban flavored vaping products, but a court is holding things up. At the governor's midtown office, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Students at a Long Island school are saying no to vaping.
It began with the principal of Great Neck South High School sharing a story about a teenager he knows becoming very sick because of vaping. And then those within the student government began a campaign, putting up flyers and word of mouth, telling their peers vaping can kill. Be smart, don't start. Here is senior Ariman Bari.
A personal experience. I was at a party the other day, and this is outside of a school setting where someone was talking about that, and someone else actually said, don't do that, it's bad for you, bro. And I was just very impressed to see something like that happening.
And Senator Charles Schumer visited the school. He's pushing for a federal ban on flavored vaping products.
Here are three. One is called Drippin' Whip. One is called Vanilla Milk and Cookies. And one is called Candy King. Do you think they're aiming those flavors at 65-year-olds? I doubt it.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Governor Murphy says he's about to unveil what he calls a comprehensive strategy to address the lead contamination in New Jersey's water. Yesterday, he announced more frequent lead testing in schools and a requirement that those test results be published in an online database. Newark plans to replace thousands of lead water lines 2 months after learning some of the water filters it gave residents were not keeping lead out.
A jury has found Chelsea bomber Ahmad Rahimi guilty of attempted murder for getting into a shootout with police in Linden, New Jersey, before his arrest in 2016. Rahimi is already serving a life term for planting 2 bombs in New York City, one of which injured 30 people in Chelsea. The other bomb did not go off. The Linden shootout was 3 days after the bombing. His attorney had argued Rahimi acted in self-defense. Over to Craig Allen, our chief meteorologist, as it looks like the sun's actually trying to peek through a little bit.
For now, that's right. Yeah, the clouds are breaking for, well, the evening hours. And as you go on back into western sections of New Jersey and the western part of the Hudson Valley from the thruway on west, it's really not a bad evening at all. Much more cloudiness off to the east. And unfortunately, all of the clouds that are to the south and east over the ocean are going to swirl back in, not push away. There's just no place for it to go. And with developing storms out there, we're likely to get into some pretty nasty weather for the next couple of days. Tonight, just cloudy, 50 to 55, 45 to 50 inland. Tomorrow night and Thursday, it's overcast and windy with some rain or drizzle, not too much probably well inland, but a lot more east, especially along the coastal sections. The strongest winds, the possibility of tidal flooding too, and our high temperature for both Wednesday and Thursday within a few degrees of 60. Right now in the city, we have 63 degrees under the cloudy sky, humidity 58%, and a northeast wind running between 8 and 14 miles per hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.